Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Brett Young.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to hear your voice. So it's TJ Sharp, Steve Houseman, Chris Kanye, and myself. I'm Terry Clifford. So it's great to chat with you again. How you doing?
I'm doing so good. You guys got a crew this morning.
We do. We do.
I love it.
We love to
strength
pack
in numbers. We're each allowed to have one question, Brett.
you're restricted to one. Huh? I'm sorry to hear that.
And Terry already used hers with "How are you?"
Oh,
so she's
right.
Sorry, Terry. That's going to do it for you this morning.
Hey, good to talk to you, bud. I absolutely love the song, Lady. There's just something about it. The first time I heard it, it's one of those songs where you're driving down the expressway, and the minute it starts, you go somewhere with that song, and you pull in your driveway, and you don't remember the rest of the trip home, because that song is just so
present. That could maybe be the best compliment. I think the only other thing besides music that can do that for me is a couple whiskeys when I'm in the back of an Uber.
Okay.
There you go.
How did we get here?
I don't know, but I'm happy we're here.
And see, I'm a mom, so every time I hear it, it makes me melt.
Yep. Really
well,
does.
I love that. Thank you. I think the coolest thing about Lady for me is that it, you know, I always wanted to write a song for my daughter. We found out we were having a little girl. I wanted to write a song. I never thought it would be a song to my daughter about my wife. You know, that the kind of spin on that I can't take credit for. I wrote that with John Knight and Ross Copperman, and it was John Knight's idea to take the title Lady and make it, you know, how to be a lady and watch your mom. And when he came up with that spin on it, it made it a really, really, like, what was already going to be a special thing, it made it like that song that I'll probably be chasing forever for me as a songwriter.
Yeah. Brett Young is with us this morning. 6 back-to-back number ones. Now Lady is a hit as well, written for your daughter. And is it true that your daughter Presley's heartbeat is actually in the song?
Yeah, the beginning of the song, that's her, not just her heartbeat, that's her heartbeat the first time we heard it. That's from the 8-week appointment. So I make the joke that she performed on a record 32 weeks before she was born. So
wow.
Like, it's got to be some sort of record.
That's some interesting mailbox money, and for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if that'll pay for college, but we're going to cross our fingers on that one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, it's wonderful. Hey, Brett, I have to get your thoughts on this.
I knew it.
And we're going to get back to you. We're going to get back to music. I promise.
We're leaving music, Brett. Be ready.
What do you think? Don't you think baseball should give it up right now?
I mean, what do you mean by that?
I just mean I don't think it's worth the players' lives. I don't think it's worth getting them sick. Gosh, we lost like 12 Cardinals this within 3 days, testing, you know, positive to COVID.
Yeah.
I just don't know I love the game, and I know you do. I know it's a passion mm-hmm. for you. I just don't know if it's worth continuing to of players.
I thought you were just going to say they should give it up with the cardboard cutouts in the stands. I didn't know.
That's all we've got. Don't take away our
like, for mine.
I know. I was like, listen, if you're going to charge me $200, at least give me a hologram.
Well, you come out to Rochester, they're only $60 here.
Yeah.
So. I should point out that Brett was a big baseball player back in the day, and you had a baseball career going until you got injured.
Yeah, that was one of those things I always say, I quotes up in the air when you say supposed to be, but I was supposed to be a baseball player. But if you've never heard me say this before, my favorite quote is, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan.
Right.
he had bigger plans for me, but it is a game that I love still. And selfishly, even though I know you're right, I know that if people are getting sick, it's not worth it. But selfishly, to have the TV on, even in the background, and hear the crack of a bat is like, it feels like home again.
Yeah.
So it's really nice, especially my Dodgers are very good right now, which is fun. But that all that being said, if people are getting sick, it's not worth it. And it's very weird. You know, basketball's back on now. And they're not doing cutouts. They're doing like one side of the court is this giant screen with these fake. It's like a TV screen with like fake fans that fake cheer. It's like very. It's kind of creepy. Like it doesn't really feel right.
I think it is too. And the funny thing about they're piping in crowd noise. The other night I was watching the Yankees and the Sox. So when the Yankees do something great, the crowd goes right along with it. But when the Sox like hit a home run. Dead silence. I'm like,
yeah, crickets. Crickets because it's in New York, right? That's
New York.
The other thing.
Absolutely.
I think crickets is being generous when the Yankees are playing the Red Sox.
You're right.
Oh, Brett, did you get together for a dad talk?
We did. I did this thing with People Magazine, and it was Dave from Lady A and Jimmy Allen, and it was so much fun. You know, the baby boom in Nashville was real. And so, like, all of us went from being single dudes to being married dudes to all having babies at the same time. And so to get together with a couple of buddies and just talk babies and realize that we're all in the same boat doing the same job with the same home life, it was like, it was really cool to for lack of a better word, to just commiserate and be like, this is incredible and this is challenging and, you know, what are the hardest parts and what are the best parts? And we had a blast just chatting about it.
Did the two whiskeys in the back of the Uber have anything to do with that timeline, Brett?
No, you don't have the whiskeys in the Uber. It's the two whiskeys caused the Uber.
Write that down. Sorry.
Got it. Amateurs.
I guess it depends on what state you live in. But.
Well, that pretty much covers New York State, too, believe me. I don't monkey around with that. Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. The music video, the song, I don't know if you have a favorite. I don't know. I guess your goal is always to maybe love one song just a little bit more than the one you released before. But I think this one, without a doubt, is my favorite thing you've ever done. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this will definitely be the one that I'm always chasing. As a songwriter, because I don't know if I'll ever be able to say something more personal in a song than this one. So, it's very special for me.
Brett, if you're planning on having more kids, you best come up with one for every single one of them.
Don't stress me out. Please.
Yeah, your heart beats in one, too.
Yeah.
I'll put it in there. Don't worry.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Brett Young, thanks for joining us. This song is Lady. We love the song. We love you. You've been a big, big friend to the Bee, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, bud.
Always a pleasure, you guys. Thank you very much.
Stay healthy. Thank you.
All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.